Earlier this week, the Trump administration proposed a rule change that could push more than 3 million people off of food stamps. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will eliminate a loophole that they say allows people who don't currently need food stamps to abuse the program. It would make 8% of people who are currently getting assistance no longer eligible for food stamps. It's the latest move by the White House to try and enact major cuts to benefits programs. And joining me now to discuss is Washington Post reporter Laura Riley. She covers the business of food. Laura, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So can you explain the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the loophole that they're saying it allows people to abuse the program? What are they referring to there?
It's called the broad-based categorical eligibility loophole, a big mouthful.
Okay.
But what it means essentially is states adopt this. 43 states and territories have adopted it. It's a way to cut down on paperwork essentially, so that if you qualify for these TANF, these temporary assistance for needy family program, small financial assistance payments, or these other maintenance of effort payments. These are kind of short-term stopgap. You're back to work, but you know maybe you can't pay your child care, or maybe your transportation is a little beyond your means. So it's these small bits of money. So if you qualify for those, you are automatically eligible for SNAP, for food stamps. So they're saying that states have abused this and that individuals have abused this, and this is a way to go back to a system where everybody has to qualify individually for SNAP or separately for SNAP.
So let's talk about what that means in real dollars. What is it? What is the real sort of threshold for someone to qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or SNAP, known as food stamps?
So it's 100. The cutoff is 130% of the poverty line. So this is not a lot of money. The issue that people have with the system as it is that some people who have a very modest amount of savings, let's say $2,200, might still with this loophole might still be eligible for SNAP, or if you have assets above a certain level. But I think that a lot of people who have been in support of this, if you want to call it a loophole, this broad-based categorical eligibility, is that it favors people who are getting back to work. So families, working families, or the elderly who may have a modest amount of savings, or those on disability. So it will basically cause people to either draw down their savings or reduce their hours at work so that they can qualify.
And let's talk a little bit about the quote-unquote abuse here. Is there any evidence that people are abusing food stamps? I mean, how much does an average person get when it comes to food stamps? And how could they abuse that?
It's not a ton of money. It's a few hundred dollars. But for the people who need it, it's you know incredibly meaningful. So, yes, there is some abuse. There was a very famous situation a few weeks ago. This what they called the Minnesota millionaire came forward to say that despite the fact that he has lots of assets and lots of savings, he qualified for SNAP because of this loophole and was on food stamps for 19 months. Kind of a stunt. I don't know all of the particulars. I'm sure there are some people who have qualified for SNAP that perhaps have assets, savings, property, whatever, that might not be appropriate, but this particular decision will throw 3 million people, largely working families, off, and as well as 300,000 kids off of the school lunch program.
Laura Riley covers the business of food for The Washington Post. Laura, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me today.
We're going to continue our look at SNAP benefits, focusing now on Mississippi, the state with the highest rate of food insecurity in the country. 21.5% of Mississippi's population receives food stamps, and the USDA's new proposal could make a portion of them ineligible for their benefits. Joining us now to talk about SNAP and food insecurity in Mississippi is Tyson Jackson, the program coordinator at Jackson Meals Matter, which helps to ensure food security, especially for children in Jackson, Mississippi. Tyson, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So why is food insecurity such a problem in Mississippi?
I think it comes from a long history of you know, Mississippi being a low income state for most of the residents, moving from agriculture, industrial, and that way it kind of missed us down here when it comes to the Industrial Revolution. So we've still been an agricultural state. Agricultural states tend to be, you know, less income for people because it's less jobs. I think that where it comes from at the beginning, but also if we look at Mississippi, it has a history of horrible policies against poor and working people.
Tell us about what the demographics of the people who receive SNAP benefits are in Mississippi. Who is the typical SNAP receiver?
I think the typical SNAP receiver in Mississippi, it's going to be more of, you know, your working people, working families when it comes to it. And we look at the demographics, increasingly African-American in Mississippi, but it doesn't just mean it's isolated in our community. I think all communities that are dealing with poverty are stricken by this and are SNAP recipients.
And when you were speaking to our producers, you told them that you grew up in a family that received food stamps, and in college you received SNAP benefits. Tell us what that was like. What was it like to have to really live with that reality?
When growing up, when I was a kid, you know, I didn't know any different. I mean, I know we had food on the table, and I know my mother did a lot to make sure that I was taken care of, and even had enough where we were able to feed neighborhood kids when they came over, and it was just kind of like a community. So we didn't really see things, well, I didn't see things at that perspective of we were poor or we didn't have anything. I guess when I got to college and I wasn't under my mother's roof anymore and I had to start to try to figure out how to do this on my own. You know, we're looking at our meal plans, we're looking at other things, and I just didn't have the money to make it all the time. SNAP became an option. And I remember going to the office, and I was quite embarrassed at first to go and sign up for SNAP. But my mother, she told me back then, she was like, you know, what you're doing now will help you help someone else in the future. And lo and behold, that's exactly what my life end up doing. I work now to help people that are in the same predicaments, especially even college students. I mean, I think, you know, as we talk about this, can't escape the fact that college students are a big part of the base that's being attacked by this proposed legislation.
Let's talk a little bit more about the proposed legislation. The estimates are that at least 3 million people around the country could lose their SNAP benefits. Tyson, what would that look like in Mississippi?
It would be devastating to Mississippi. I mean, we have some people here that are just now getting things together to get there and then be knocked back down by this. It seems evil. I mean, it's morally reprehensible.
Tell us a little bit about what someone needs to do in order to get SNAP benefits in Mississippi today. What are the eligibility requirements? And then what does it look like? Like, what does your shopping cart look like once you have SNAP?
I'm glad you asked that, too, because we look at in Mississippi, we look at the proposed law, and I say a little bit about, you know, when you ask me what it look like in Mississippi, where it already looks like that. In 2017, our legislature actually passed a policy that's very similar to what they're trying to do on a federal level now, stepping in access to SNAP benefits for anyone that needs to get SNAP benefits. It's been pretty hard for people here in the first place. So when we look at what people will be suffering with and what they will be dealing with when it comes to this new legislation, it's going to be very, very hard for us, period, down here in Mississippi.
Tyson Jackson is the program coordinator for Jackson Meals Matter in Jackson, Mississippi. Tyson, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.